An ACD International presentation.
Invention, the dishwasher. Mr. Tarrell, yes, the dishwasher can do many things. It can wash dishes and it can kill people. It can kill people, it can crush them, it can burn them, it can mutilate them, Mr. Tarrell. Tell me, Mr. Tarrell, what have you to say to this?
You can't do this to me. You can't. Johnson, wake up!
Miss Darrell, I'm sorry, but Mr. Johnson will be asleep for the next 3 hours.
I've got to get out of this. I've got to...
I'm going to leave you now, Mr. Darrell. I can't stand the sight of people being washed.
I've got to get out of this. Maybe... If I could just reach to my pocket knife and my belt, I could cut... There. One rope's free. Now the other one. That's good. I've got to get out of here. Johnson, wake up! I'll break through. I'm free. I'm free. Johnson, wake up. Here's some smelling salt.
George, what happened? What happened?
I was tied to a giant dishwasher.
Good Lord.
Tales of Mystery. Mandy Johnson as George Tarrell. Nigel Major as John Johnson. Produced by Brian Williams. Based on the characters created by... Christian Doherty.
The Hudley Strikes Again Affair. Executive Producer. Patrick Johnson. With special guest star, Ron Nielsen, and Alan Salia's Patty. Directed by Patrick Johnson. Well, Johnson, goodbye.
I'm sorry about this. My mother did come down with a very tragic illness. I have to go see her. You understand, don't you, George?
And here's my replacement.
The replacement agency sent me.
What's your name?
My name is Jack. Jack Logan. Boy-woo.
Jack Logan, I see. Well, come to my office. I must brief you on some things you must do for me.
First of all, I want to know how much I get paid for this. I'm risking my life.
£100 per day.
That's not bad. Well, I guess I'll take the job, sir.
What was your name again? Logan? Jack Logan?
That's it, boy.
Well, Logan, I want you to first do some things for me. You are acquainted with the Exterminator, aren't you?
Why, sir, yes, I am.
The Exterminator is one of these arch-villains who you must get away from me. You see, you're going to act sort of as my bodyguard. I'm going to stay in hiding.
Well, this is pretty dangerous, so I don't know if I want the job.
First, I'll give you a list of names you must investigate to find the exterminator. You must find the exterminator. He must not get me.
All right, sir, you give me that list and I'll go out ringing the doorbells.
First, you must visit a J. Edgar assassin. He lives at 43 Perpetrius Place.
That's a very suspicious name. I'll get on it right away, Chief. Ah, here we are. Sir, sir! Is your name by any chance J. Edgar Assassin? My quick gun!
Listen, you dirty rat, you're from Tower Launcher.
Yes, I am. I am. How'd you know? You took my gun from me.
Why'd he send you?
You'll never get it from me. As a... I've got you cornered, sir. Now you talk, you bastard. You tell me.
All right, you've got me. Just a little test, you know.
A test
to find out
test.
If you're worthy to talk to J. Edgar Assassin.
So you're not J. Edgar, you bastard.
Not so fast, my young fellow. I am J. Edgar Assassin. And who are you?
My name is Jack Logan, Mr. Assassin, and I'd like to ask you a few questions, if you don't mind, sir. Have you ever heard of anyone named E.X. Exterminator, sir?
I think so.
Yes, tell me about him, won't you, please?
He is a very dangerous man to play around with.
It's like playing with fire, eh?
No, it's like playing with nitroglycerin.
I'd
advise
that
you to keep away from him. He's very dangerous.
I'd better go tell Mr. Taro this. I'll be seeing you.
But there's one way. There's one way.
What's that?
To outsmart him.
What's that?
His only weakness.
He's been shot. Oh, quickly, tell me. He's been shot. I'd better get out of here before I'm accused of this wicked deed, sir.
Stop that man. I saw him shoot.
Stop it, will the police? Stop that man.
Stop. See. They wounded me in the arm, sir, but I've got to keep running. I've got to get to Mr. Darrow. I've got to get the information to him. I'll duck down this alleyway.
Blast him, Constable. He got away.
Here I am in the garbage can, and I'm lifting up the lid. The coast is clear. Now to get to Darrow and tell him. Mr. Terrell at once, sir. Let me see Mr. George Terrell, please.
Right. My name is Patty 243.
Well, let me see Terrell, you bastard.
I'm Mr. Terrell's personal secretary.
I must see Mr. Terrell. It's a matter of utmost urgency, sir.
Mr. Terrell's out.
Out? Out? Well, who can I see? A man has been killed, mind you, sir. A man has been killed.
His other secretary, sir. Maybe she will know something.
How can she know anything? Listen, I want to see Cheryl now.
Hello, Governor?
Yes, well, listen here. Now, you see, I'm Mr. Terrell's assistant. I'm from the assistant rental agency. And he sent me to interview someone, but the man was killed, you see? And so I'm going to have to see Terrell to find out what to do, boy.
Well, who are we after, sir?
The man who killed J. Edgar Assassin, who must be E.X. Terminator, now that I think about it. It all fits together. We have to find E.X. Terminator, but we have no clues.
Quiet. Don't say that word. The office may be bugged, Governor.
The office may be bugged, but we'll teleport the office till we find that bug. Look, look, behind this picture. Look at this, Patty.
My God, the bug!
They might be listening to us now. Listen, we might be able to have this bug chased. It must be connected with the phone wires. We'll have... Listen, Patty, you're the secretary. You get on that phone, and you call up the phone company and see where that bug is coming from. You hear me?
Okay. Ashton 3589.
All right. Now, I'll be waiting outside. You tell me when you get anything, right? All right. Well? Well, what is it? Have you found anything out?
Yes, I found it. I found it. The telephone company says the bug probably came from E.X. Terminator's hideout.
Did you write the address down? Quickly, give it to me.
Yes. 24 Tottenham Court Road.
Well, let's go out and get a cab now, quickly. All right. Thank you, cabbie. Be seeing you.
Be seeing you.
Well, here we are, Patty.
Look! There's the exterminator now!
Quickly, underneath this rose bush!
Patty, there's exterminator. Listen to them.
Kill George Tilney, boss!
Yes, we must kill George Terrell.
Yes, we are going to kill George Terrell.
Hey, Frenchie, how are you, boy?
I am fine.
Let's go. Look at our plans. Wow.
My God! They're going to kill him.
Yes. My brother didn't see us. Look, they're getting in that cab over there. They're going to kill Mr. Terrell. We'd better follow them.
There's a cab right there. Let's go, sir. Cabby, follow that cab.
Yes, sir. Advance.
The exterminator. He has a telescopic rifle.
Watch out, cabbie!
And there's George Terrell on the sidewalk!
We've gotta warn Mr. Terrell! I'll jump out of the cab! And I'll take the bullet in my own heart! Oh, I saved Mr. Terrell!
Mr. Terrell, over here, quick!
They got me with the silencers.
I can still kill Mr. Terrell.
Boss, you've been hit in the face.
My eyeball.
The exterminator. He's finished. But so am I. The bullet in my heart is...
Tales of Mystery. Mandy Johnson as George Terrell. Nigel Manger as John Johnson. Ron Nielsen. Alan Sayers. Ty Phillips. And Tom Soder. Copyright 1971 by ACV International. Distributed by NUN Tapes Incorporated. The ACV International Studios in London, England. An ACD International presentation.
ACD International Distribution.